Blackstone Audio presents In the Garden of North American Martyrs by Tobias Wolff. This book is read by Anthony Heald.
When she was young, Mary saw a brilliant and original man lose his job because he had expressed ideas that were offensive to the trustees of the college where they both taught. She shared his views, but did not sign the protest petition. She was, after all, on trial herself, as a teacher, as a woman, as an interpreter of history. Mary watched herself. Before giving a lecture, she wrote it out in full, using the arguments and often the words of other approved writers, so she would not by chance say something scandalous. Her own thoughts she kept to herself, and the words for them grew faint as time went on. Without quite disappearing, they shrank to remote nervous points, like birds flying away. When the department turned into a hive of cliques, Mary went about her business and pretended not to know that people hated each other. To avoid seeming bland, she let herself become eccentric in harmless ways. She took up bowling, which she learned to love, and founded the Brandon College chapter of a society dedicated to restoring the good name of Richard III. She memorized comedy routines from records and jokes from books. People groaned when she rattled them off, but she didn't let that stop her. And after a time, the groans became the point of the jokes. They were a kind of tribute to Mary's willingness to expose herself. In fact, no one at the college was safer than Mary, for she was making herself into something institutional, like a custom or a mascot, part of the college's idea of itself. Now and then she wondered whether she had been too careful. The things she said and wrote seemed flat to her, pulpy, as though someone else had squeezed the juice out.